Let's make the effort, if we can, to imagine this is our first sitting, our first meditation. Probably we have memories of other previous efforts, but actually this moment is new. This situation is unique. Each meditation sitting is fresh. So memories we may have of previous occasions, we let go. They've already gone, actually. The past is gone. What remains is an echo, an impression. And we release that impression, clearing the mind, beginning again. Any expectations or fantasies we may have of what the next half hour may entail, we also let that go. Our minds may create impressions, but the fantasies, the mental impressions merely. So let's begin with a fresh mind. Free feeling awareness, judgment free, open, receptive to this moment. The whole body mind entering into meditation. And with our awareness established in the body, making the effort to be quite conscious of our posture, imagining our head sitting comfortably relaxed on the shoulders, very at ease, relaxed forehead. Imagining perhaps as if from the very top of the back of the head, being slightly lifted up, being stretched a little bit, and feeling how that releases the holding in the neck. And then the shoulders. Imagine that we've been carrying buckets of water for a few hours. One big bucket in each arm, in each hand, pulling our shoulders down. Feeling those shoulders dropping down. Not forcing them back, but allowing them to fall back and open the chest. Open-hearted, receptive attitude. And the belly really at ease. Breathing comfortably in the belly. Diaphragm relaxed. Try holding the image of having a belt around your midriff, around your navel, and as if something is pulling gently forward from the buckle. Just using the image but not the muscles, not pushing in from behind or pushing out from the front, but allowing the belly to sink and the natural curvature of the back, the spine, to curve forward, rolling the pelvis slightly forward, again opening up to what is in this moment. And coming to experience the sensation of being seated on our cushion, on the stool, or the chair. Really solidly placed on our seat, on our place. In fact, seeing without pushing, but by changing our balance, seeing how much weight we can exert on our seat if we can squash our cushion just by altering our balance, the central balance slightly, exerting maximum pressure downwards. Breathing comfortably in the belly, centered in the belly, solidly, comfortably settled on our seat. Any faults we may find with our posture. I can't do it. This should be better. It's all extra. Let's remember we don't need to add anything extra to this moment. This moment is just so. The awareness we experience ourselves to be is also just so. Simply being aware is the point of the exercise. Attending to our bodily posture in this way, and our mental disposition, a skillful means for supporting us in making this effort to be simply aware. What we add to this moment by way of approving and disapproving, taking sides for and against. Yes, I'm doing well. No, this is not right. It's all the natural activity of the mind. It's not wrong. It's just extra. So throughout our meditation, let's keep remembering we don't need anything extra. Anything extra arises, we release it. Let it go. Let it be the way it is, and it will go on its own. This moment is perfectly adequate. Our experience of this moment is perfectly adequate. We don't need to add anything extra. So when we see our habits, we let them go. But to hold the perspective on the meditation and not get lost in the various habitual activities of the mind, we in most cases need some focus of attention, and in this case we are using the focus of attention on the body breathing, the bodily sensation of the breath coming in and going out. Not a particular pattern of breathing, but an awareness of the body already breathing. But first, as we turn to this meditation object, checking again our mental attitude, our feeling disposition towards the exercise. Any expectations we have are extra. Any memories we have of past efforts are just so, the memories, and we can let them go. This moment is new, unique. So coming to the meditation object of the sensation of body breathing, picking up this meditation object or any other meditation object in the way that we would pick up something that we held to be very precious, very tender, something we really cared about. Something that needed to be held with kindness, with careful attention. Something that if we held it too tight, it would hurt, harm, or if we held it too loose, there's a risk of losing it or even dropping it. So finding your own image, or maybe using the image of a young child, and with this feeling attitude, turning now to the sensation of the breath as it enters and leaves the body. That is at the nostril, the tip of the nostril. Or, if it's more apparent, in the throat or the chest or the belly for you, then focus there. But again, with the same tenderness of attention. Now meditation is an exercise in conscious sensitivity. Being as conscious as we can with the sensitivity that has the nature of this body-mind. And as we apply this sensitive attention to the sensation of the body breathing, noticing the temperature of the breath, noticing the ease or lack of ease of the breath passing in and passing out. No judgment. No judgment. And then feeling the out-breath. good, long, comfortable out-breath. And noting it mentally, counting each out-breath. From 1, 2, 3, up to 10. And then 10, 9, 8, back down to 1. Making this effort in a way that doesn't generate stress. Yes, we're exercising will and focusing on the sensation. We're inhibiting the tendency of the mind to wander and be caught in distraction. There is an effort being made, but it's a just right kind of effort. Not trying too hard, not trying too little. Throughout our meditation practice, we experience ourselves as trying too hard. And we get tense shoulders and furrowed brow, tense fingers. With our free feeling awareness established in the body, we notice this and release and let go. And remember, no judgment. We can learn from everything. We can't get it wrong unless we add something extra by saying it's wrong. The moment we remember and let go, we're right. We don't have to say we're right or wrong. We just recognize that we've remembered and begin again. If we get caught in saying, I shouldn't have forgotten, well, actually, we've already forgotten again. The cultivation of mindfulness is the cultivation of remembering to be receptive, to be simply present. Now, relating to the breath in this somewhat structured way is a skillful means for supporting this quality of attention. Eventually, we don't need this skillful means, we don't need this structure. But to begin with, it's helpful so we can recognize when the mind wanders, gets caught in memories, gets caught in fantasies of the future. We simply remember, let go, and begin again. And with our counting, if we forget where we are, well, we come back to one again. Practicing counting 1 up to 10, and 10 back down to 1 on each good, comfortable out-breath. all we have to do is remember. And when we forget, the moment we realize we've forgotten, we've already remembered. No judgment. Or even if there is judgment, we simply notice and then remember to come back to the breath again. Little by little, finding ourselves in this here and now moment. Judgment-free awareness. remembering to protect this and value this here and now, judgment-free awareness. As we move out of the formal meditation exercise into increased activity, carefulness is what protects us, not rigidity, not holding tight to a particular state or particular feeling we may have in this moment or have had during meditation. Such rigidity actually serves to obstruct receptive informing awareness. The transition from formal practice into the mode of daily life practice is as important as the period of entering into meditation. But we all know how to take care of something that we value. What's called for is the presence of mind to recognize the value of our judgment-free here and now awareness.